doctor's phone, pissing on the wall, tearing the posters down. Institutions of elected accusing and the blood all over the state. Down into the pit with the sweat and the spits and the phone is starting to ring. We don't care who you think we are. And if you can't stand up to the way, then you better get out of the way. Come on, sing when he breaks his string and he's bringing the right line down. An American face, a mic in the face, a salt of noise and a wall of sound. Wondering like a mother tuning up another guitar he doesn't own. With a bad reputation all across the nation, we were never quite at home. We don't care who you think we are. Hearts will call us to the grave. We don't care who you think we are. And if you can't stand up to the way, then you better get out of the way.
Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to the radio station CITR on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia. This is a weekly punk rock show, We All Fall Down. My name is Tim, and welcome to this particular radio show. My friends, we are also available on the internet, CITR.ca. I've opened this show with a brand new song by a local band called The Real Mackenzies. The band has a brand new studio album, and the name of the album is West Winds. This album is out on March 17th. In the world, they are out on Fat Records, and in Canada, the album is released on Stomp Records. I'd like to say a special thank you to Stomp Records for the promo copy of this album. I really, really enjoy this album. It's Real Mackenzies, classic Real Mackenzies, bagpipes, a little bit slower, but still, you know, I like it a lot. I like this, you know, I love Real Mackenzies, and this new album called The West Winds is great. Pick it up on March 27th from Stomp Records on the internet or from the music stores. And I will be playing you more songs from this album in the future. Today I have prepared you a little bit unusual show. We will have two interviews in the next hour. One of them will be with a band called Andrew Jackson Jihad from Phoenix, Arizona. The band played a fantastic set this Monday at the Media Club, and I got a chance to talk to Sean and Ben of the band before the show, and I will play you clips of this interview in the second part of the show. In the first part, we will talk over the phone to Andrew, who is a bass player of our local, great local band, the Dreadnoughts. The band will be playing their first local show in almost a year's time at the Fortune Sound Club this coming Saturday. The Dreadnoughts, they are doing... I'll just read it from the internet. They're doing an anti-St. Patrick's Day polka show, and they're doing this anti-St. Patrick's Day show on St. Patrick's Day. I am also confused, like probably you are, so we will ask Andrew what it is all about the anti, you know, St. Patrick's Day on St. Patrick's Day, and we'll ask him about that and a little bit some other questions about the band's new release, and I have, you know, a couple other questions. It will be a 10-15 minute short interview.
us?
I will be doing a DJ set at this show. So if you, you know, if you won't like the music on Saturday, blame me. Or if you have requests for Saturday night and if you're going to a show and you'd like to see to hear some particular song, I will be happy to play it for you. Just call me or message me on Twitter or email. Me at willfalldowncitr@gmail.com. Also, the band, the Dreadnoughts, they will be tonight on the Red Radio from 10 to 11 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM. So make sure to catch them there. And I also have a pair of tickets to give away for this show on Saturday. The Dreadnoughts are playing at the Fortune Sound Club. If you'd like to get a pair of tickets and go to the NT St. Patrick's Day show on St. Patrick's Day featuring songs by Dreadnoughts and a DJ set from me, give me a call, 604-822-2487, 604-822-2487, and I'll give you a pair of tickets for the show on Saturday. And, oh, someone is all calling already. That sounds good. Okay, I'll give someone the tickets. Let's listen to the Dreadnoughts, the new song Defiance from their brand new EP, Uncle Toshi Goes to College. So let's listen. This is the Dreadnoughts, and this is Defiance. Hey!
Yeah.
Your eyes were filled with stars, so you picked up a guitar. And how the people gave the attention that you crave. Tonight, the stage is yours, but the world has watched you rise and fall a thousand times before. Polka never dies. Is gone. Oh, the dance will carry on, and you'll rot down in your grave with the souls you couldn't save. Tonight, the stage was yours. How they loved your moans and sighs. The dog, the reaper loved you more. Oh, God, never dies.
What's up at UBC? Read the UBC. It's only the largest student newspaper in Western Canada, and it's written and edited entirely by UBC students. The UBC is your source for on-campus news, culture, and sports. New editions come out every Monday and Thursday. For breaking news as well as amazing videos and blogs, check out ubc.ca.
You know, Joe, you start with these riffs in your head.
We're good.
And something you want to say, and you want to spin gold, but the thing is, people don't want your sounds. They only want...
You people, you're the fucking coolest!
Just fucking use you. Know what I'm saying, Joe?
What is that? What is it? One more shot? A salute?
Tune in to Sore Throats and Clapping Hands, hosted by Robert Privet, Monday evenings at 6:30 on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
And in the end, it's love. And in the end, it's love. And in the end, it's love.
Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to the radio station CITR on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia. We just heard three beautiful songs by the Dreadnoughts, local polka cider heroes. The first song we heard, it was a new song called Defiance from Uncle Tachi Goes to College, that's a brand new EP. Then we heard a super hit called Antarctica from Legends Never Die. And then we heard Polka Never Dies of Polka's Not Dead. And I have Andrew Squid Wishes, the bassist of the Dreadnoughts, on the line. Hello, hello, my friend. Thank you so much for...
Hey, Sam!
Hello, my friend. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, Tim. How are you doing?
Very, very good. Excited to have you on the show. And finally, as an actual part of the interview, not that like the last time you just called in and talked about shoes.
Do you remember that? It was a brutal time. I was trying to find wooden shoes all over Spain, but they just didn't have any, because apparently they're tiny, tiny Oompa Loompa people. See? I never realized this till I got there.
Good thing that, you know, we fixed this problem, and now you're actually a proper part of the interview to the Dreadnoughts here on CITR.
Well, you know what? I just felt kind of shut out. You know, the band usually doesn't let me talk or have a microphone, and they usually just make me carry all the gear. But this time, I feel like I'm really part of something this time. Isn't that right, Tim?
That is correct. Let's do the revenge today, and we will talk a little bit about your upcoming show. And, you know, I am confused, and I think the listeners are confused, too. You guys are doing this anti-St. Patrick's Day show on St. Patrick's Day. Please, could you please clarify this whole story?
Unfortunately, I'm a little confused too, because we had a meeting about it, and I was kind of playing video games at the time, so they did all that stuff. But I started thinking about it, and it's like, maybe St. Patrick's Day is, you know, not what it should be. I remember them saying this one thing. It's like it perpetuates racist stereotypes, I believe. So I thought about that. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking, what's racist about St. Patrick's Day? It's like, okay, so people get drunk, they act Irish, you know, they go, ooh, leprechauns, you know, perpetuating stereotypes. I don't know, they make jokes about wife beating. I never understood that. And, you know, I don't think that's particularly racist, but then I thought, maybe it's just because it doesn't include all the peoples of the world. So maybe we should bring in all peoples of the world and say, hey, you know, we can dress up and pretend like we know Kung Fu and whatnot, speak Chinese, and, you know, have a great time. So,
yeah, like, I can pretend I'm Russian, I can speak with an accent, and I can drink vodka, and I can dance some weird dances. How about that?
Absolutely. You know, I think we need to bring all peoples into the world. This is why it's an anti-St. Patrick's Day show, because we want to bring everyone into the crowd, not just the Irish people.
It's an interesting show. You're doing two sets. Tell a little bit about that occasion.
Which occasion?
Two different sets, as I understand. Is that correct?
Yes, absolutely. The doors open at 5:30, I believe. And then we're just going to, you know, kind of ease into the show, the first set, you know. Not everyone's kind of in party mode yet. And, you know, have a few Jager bombs, maybe a few cider bombs, which is like Strongbow mixed with rye whiskey. Just kind of ease into the day. And then once we start up at 9, we're just going to go all balls out and probably set Drew on fire for a third time ever.
Yeah, I'll be playing music between those two sets. So Nick, he said he will provide me with some MP3s files. And I also have some polka punk rock music prepared for the crowd and dancing people.
Oh, that's the first time I ever heard of that. That's very nice of Nick. He's a very conscientious and wonderful person, that Uncle Touchy of ours.
Talking about Uncle Touchy going to college, I really like this EP, especially your first track called Defiance. I think it's unbelievable. Probably one of your best songs.
You know what that is? Because we don't have any fucking diddly instruments in the way. Going diddly, diddly, diddly. We're actually doing a damn punk rock song, and I like it.
Yeah. Could you please tell about a little bit about the CP and the songs on the CP? Are those the leftovers from Polka's Not Dead session?
There were a few. Let me think. There weren't really any leftovers. I think we were planning on doing Old Maui as an a cappella kind of thing, but that kind of got left to the wayside. From what I see here, I think it was the Cruel Wars that was actually looking at. But most of these were actually written as an EP. We just didn't have enough room or time or anything to do some of them. But we did actually write this new material. It was just didn't justify the need for an entire full length album.
Oh, yeah, it sounds really good. I think it continues the theme of Polka's Not Dead and, like, continues your genre, but there are still some new parts, like you mentioned, the a cappella song, and as I mentioned earlier, Defiance, as I think it's just a brilliant, fantastic song.
Well, it's kind of interesting because I had a friend describe this as, this album's like, you know, fine cheese, getting a horse, and flying around the world at high speeds. You know, individually they're great things, but together they make absolutely no sense, because we have things like Knife to the Eye and the Mazurka song and Avalon, which is a slow, they don't have anything to do with each other. You know, Defiance is like, it's a really loud, crazy song. And I think that was the best review of our album ever.
But, you know, it kind of makes sense because you guys, you're not really focused on one kind of genre. You know, you have a little bit of world, a little bit of punk rock, a little bit of straight, you know, even a little bit of pop punky. So it kind of makes sense for the fans who know how you sound. So, like I wasn't surprised that every single song is a little bit different.
Well, yeah, and that's the other thing. I think I heard the guys talking about this as well. They didn't want to be pigeonholed into this kind of Celtic punk thing, and I think that's another aspect of why it's an anti-St. Patrick's Day show, because I think we might play maybe three Celtic songs in total and then just go off on the deep end, and and I'm pretty sure Seamus will be climbing someone or something by the end of the night.
Yeah, I can bet my apartment and my you know, my heart, I guess. Oh, liver on that. I know this is the first local show for you guys almost after a year. I know there are some changes in the band's logistics. Could you please tell, is this a one-off show? What is the next? What are the next plans for the Dreadnoughts in the foreseen future?
Unfortunately, nothing's in the works right now. There's nothing that I can think of at this particular moment. Literally, it's the logistics are very difficult and. These shows do come up occasionally, but the fact of the matter is Nick is in Cambridge right now, and everyone else is off doing their own thing, so the shows are going to be happening a whole lot less. We're not going to be touring 150 shows a year like we have been for the past 2 or 3 years. We just don't have that much time anymore, and everyone has their, you know, their own things to do in life. But at the same time, we don't want to stop the band completely, so we do these events so we can see everybody and have a great fucking time, and just fucking rock it up hard.
I hope that's what we, no, not I hope, I'm sure that's what will happen this Saturday night at the Fortune Sound Club.
Oh, it'll be a great time. We're definitely going to have a good time, and you know, we are going to continue playing music, just not to the same extreme touring schedule that we've been doing for the past 3 years.
Okay, my friend, thank you so much for finding time talking to me. I will see you on Saturday at the Fortune Sound Club.
I would just like to do a quick shout out to Two Scoops and his OP Fridays. Hey, Two Scoops. Love you. Bye, Tim. I'll catch you later.
Thank you so much. See you on Saturday and have a great brunch.
Well, I'm going to eat this entire pig right now that I put on the brisket barbecue. I'm going to beat the shit out of it.
Bon appétit, my friend.
Catch you later, Tim.
See you. Bye-bye. That was Andreas Quit the Wishes, the bassist of the Dreadnoughts. The band is playing their show, as they call it, Anti-St. Patrick's Polka Day, on St. Patrick's Day at the Fortune Sound Club. Now we kind of know the idea why the band is doing this anti-St. Patrick's Day show. But yeah, if you like this type of music, I will see you on Saturday. The band, as we mentioned in the interview, will be doing two sets. The first, the doors are at 5 o'clock, and I believe the first set is around 6 or 7. Don't quote me on that. I'm not sure. And I know that the second set is about at around 9 o'clock. I'm sure that will be a very nice cider and beer consuming type of event. Should be fun. I will be spinning MP3 files for you, and I will try to help the Dreadnoughts make this particular event even more danceable if it is possible. Let's move on. As I mentioned in the beginning of the show, I have a second interview prepared for you. This is an interview with the band called Andrew Jackson Jihad from Phoenix, Arizona. The band played a fantastic set at the Media Club this Monday. And let's start with a couple of songs from their brand new album called Knife Man. And I will play you the clips of the interview with the band later on. But let's listen to a new song from Andrew Jackson Jihad. This is a song called Distance from band's new album called Knife Man. Let's listen. Andrew Jackson Jihad on CITR.
When I had to, I fed myself when I had to. still felt real depressed, but I've got plenty of other things to spend my time on. I hate whiny fucking songs like this, but I can't afford a therapist. Sorry guys, here's a solo.
Of CITR and get great discounts downtown at
212 Productions, Beat Street Records, Blim, Dream Apparel, The Fall Tattooing, The Kiss Store, Heart and Soul Clothing Inc., Hits Boutique, Pacific Cinema Tech, Project Space, Scratch Records, Vinyl Records, Woo Vintage, The Zoo Shop, and Across the Bridge, North Vancouver Music Gallery.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
Hello, hello, hello. You are listening to the radio station CITR on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia. This is a weekly punk rock show, We All Fall Down. In the first part of the show, we had the interview with Andrew Squidwishes from the Dreadnoughts. The band is playing their show on Saturday, actually two sets on Saturday at the Fortune Sound Club. The doors are at 5 o'clock. And the second part, as I promised, I will play you the interview of the Andrew Jackson Jihad. I played you two songs by the band, both from their last studio album called Knife Man. The last song was called Hate Rain on Me, and the first one was called Distance. Andrew Jackson Jihad, it's a band from Arizona, Phoenix. The band played a great set on Monday night at the Media Club. Andrew Jackson Jihad, they are known for their acoustic sound. Usually it's just a two-man streamline acoustic operation with Sean playing guitars and mostly singing, and Ben playing upright bass and doing backup vocals. But this Monday, Andrew Jackson Jihad performed as a full band, as an actual band. And there were four people on the stage. And, you know, it was the first first tour ever for the band as a full band. It was a pretty unique experience, and I'm really glad that I got to see Andrew Jackson Jihad as a full band. The interview turned out to be over 25 minutes, and I divided the interview in three parts, and I edited a little bit. So the full version of the interview will be available tonight on my blog. We all fall down citr.tumblr.com. And for today, I will play you three different parts of this interview, and I edited, and then we'll listen to a couple other songs by Andrew Jackson Jihad. But let's start with the first interview with Ben and Sean of Andrew Jackson Jihad. In the first part, we discussed their new experience touring as a full band. Also, we talked a little bit about their friends Roar, who are on the road for them and who are performing duties of their backing band for Andrew Jackson Jihad. And we talked a little bit about the band's new album called Knife Man. So yeah, let's listen to this first part of the interview with Ben and Sean of Andrew Jackson Jihad. Andrew Jackson Jihad, welcome to Vancouver, British Columbia. It's your first proper tour as a full band. How different is it for you to tour as a full band? I know that you don't really normally play the full band shows. You played only at the Awesome Fest and a couple times at Bomb the Music Industry. But like, how does it?
Well researched.
Thank you. But like,
get off your mask, are you Nardwar?
I actually interviewed him last week, and he's my example or hero. So I'm kind of trying my best to copy him. Anyway, so is it different for you to play as a full band? In terms of you guys,
I would say it's a lot more. Well, I can't compare fun levels because whenever we play together, whenever me and Ben play together, I have a lot of fun. But I'd say it's a lot more complicated and harder to get around when you have, you know, a drummer and another musician who's playing like keyboards and guitar and banjo and stuff. Although it's totally
fun.
It.
Yeah,
it's super fun. Oh my god!
You know, we've been really lucky to get away with playing as a two-piece for years now. So now we're like paying our dues by bringing a band on tour. The band that we have with us is Deacon, Blue Bachelor, and Preston Bryant, who have been recording with us for years and are good friends. Can't maintain, yeah.
Okay, sorry. I think it's Bump the Music Industry reference, sorry.
Yeah, no worries, man.
Sorry.
No worries. You had the Awesome Fest thing, so you're like already winning.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
But yeah, they're great guys, and it's really awesome that we can take them on the road. And it's fun, but yeah, it takes a lot more time. Like, the whole operation is a lot more complicated. We usually go with like a really streamlined operation, but it's really fun. We're glad we're doing it.
How does your role as a musician change? You still do like vocals and bass. How does it work?
Yeah, I mean, basically, we're just adding to what we've already done.
So just adding musicians.
Yeah, and like also just trying to more accurately represent, pardon me, what we have done on albums and recordings. We haven't gotten to the point yet. That's what we've practiced so far. Maybe some point later in the tour, we'll start changing songs to become electric songs or whatever. But like generally now, we're just like trying to make live performances of how the songs were recorded. Yeah.
I know that your friends Roar, they are opening band, and they were on the recording of Can't Maintain, and they're from the same city. Could you please tell a little bit about the connection? Because I know that that you band play them on bass. Is it correct?
Yeah, I just played bass in Roar. Yeah.
is it a common thing, or is it just a one-off thing for the tour?
Well, the thing. Okay, so I'll tell a brief history.
Yes.
Of Owen Evans, who is the principal songwriter in Roar. He was in a band that started around the same time as Andrew Jackson Jihad called Asleep in the Sea, and they were like, they still are like one of my favorite bands to ever come out of Phoenix, Arizona. He was half of the songwriting in that, and another guy named Tom Filardo was the other half. And now that they have broken up, he has done Roar, another one of my favorite Phoenix bands. We wanted Owen and a full band to come on tour with us, and he was just kind of like, I don't know if I can do it. I don't want to do it solo. And like, so I offered, he asked me if I could play bass. And at first I was a little bit hesitant because that's like two shows every night, but I decided that it would totally be worth it. And this has been worth it. It's been awesome to be able to play in Roar. And hopefully once we get home, like I will be playing in the band sometimes, but he has a band for Phoenix right now. So it'll just be a matter of like, if I'm available and the other guy's not available. Mm-hmm. So yeah.
Let's talk about your new album, Knife Man. It's your second kind of electric release, if I'm allowed to say that. Yeah, okay.
It's first full length.
Yeah, the full length. When I remember reading your interview, I think it was punknews.org, and you said that when you were recording Can't Maintain, you said that you were working a little bit different way. You invited a whole bunch of talented guest musicians and friends to help record the album. And I heard that for the Knife Man, for the new album, you used the like all Arizona crew. Was it a little bit different way of recording? Was it a different experience for you, or was it kind of the same like Can't Maintain?
It was definitely different. For Can't Maintain, we relied a lot on the internet to contact our friends that live abroad and in other parts of the country to record parts and then send them back to us. So I'd say for Knife Man, we definitely streamlined the whole operation by getting Arizonans in to record everything in the studio. And that, like, I think that developed, or that created a little bit more of a collaborative air among all of the musicians involved. It wasn't just kind of me and Ben, like, directing and arranging and then cut and pasting things. A lot of stuff was recorded live.
Like group effort.
Yeah.
I would like to also mention that with Can't Maintain, we had a much tighter schedule, right? With Can't Maintain, we wanted to do a tour, and it was like 4 months out, mm-hmm. and we're like, okay, and we did it on weekends too, so we didn't record Can't Maintain all like consecutively, like day after day. It was like one day this week, one day the next week, one day this week, and like as we were recording it, we're getting stuff from the internet, you know, like from other people that would record their parts. So Knife Man, it was cool. We weren't on such a tight schedule with that one, and we also like booked just like a chunk of time, so like really like focused on creating that album. We even like stayed at the studio like an evening, just one evening I think we stayed there, but like, you know, just like really just spend an entire couple days just only focusing on getting like all the basic stuff done for that one. So that was like, it was a different process for sure on that album than Can't Maintain.
You record Knife Man and Kazoo is back. Massive comeback. You have it on... No, for real. You have it on American Tune and then Zombie by Cranberries and by Andrew Jackson Jihad. Very, very, very good. Very good sound. Is that a new trademark for you guys?
Take it.
I am a pretty good kazooist.
Yeah. No, for real. It sounds like new and unique and awesome at the same time.
It just has a really good buzz to it. Yeah. I mean the thing that I like about it the most is if you want to have a horn part in a song that you're recording but you don't know how to play horns, it sounds like a, you know, nondescript horn. But then depending on how you mix it, it can have this real buzzy quality that is just very pleasing for me to listen to. I don't know about everyone else.
I would just like to mention that there is a long history of awesome kazoo parts in punk rock. Terminal Preppy by Dead Kennedys off Plastic Surgery Disasters. And then there's also a really awesome intro to a Toy Dolls song,
yes!
Deidre's a Slag.
Yes, I was waiting for this. Have you heard the cover?
Of Deidre's a Slag?
No, that Toy Dolls, they're doing Living a La Vida Loca.
Oh, yeah.
And
Living
there's the kazoo. This is probably the best punk rock cover in the history of Toy Dolls.
See, this is what happens. When people know about Toy Dolls, they get really fucking excited. Because I like talk about it all the time, and like generally, if I say the name and like nobody makes a big deal about it, I'm assuming that like they don't know about the Toy Dolls.
Yeah.
I mean, like, that was the thing too, like, and then people that are aware of him, like, either fucking really love him or just cannot fucking tolerate the guy's vocals, you know? Like, it's just too much. The guy's like high pitched vocals.
Yeah, yeah.
Fucking love
like
this guy.
Like my the Ducky Duck or like the Donald Duck voice kind of. Yeah, sure.
What's his name again?
Olga Algar.
Yeah, Olga Algar. His favorite band is ABBA, right?
Yeah, that's what he said in the interview one time. I think that was the only band that he did listen to, actually. Somebody asked what his influences were, and it's like, the only band I ever listened to is ABBA. It's funny.
Purses when they're in a room alone with me. And I can drive through any neighborhood I please at any hour, and the police don't do a thing. So if I see a penny on the ground, I leave it alone and fucking flip it. I'm a straight white male. Streets after dark, no one wants to rape me. And I can get a girl pregnant and just as easily flee. Just like my straight white male dad did to me. So if I see a penny on the ground, I leave it alone or fucking flip it. I'm a straight white male in America. I got all mirrors, and I'm walking under ladders, and I'm spilling tons of salt, because to me that doesn't matter, because my skin and my gender and my orientation are the best things to have when you live in this nation. I recommend it highly. So if I see a penny on the ground,
hello, hello, hello. You're listening to the radio show We All Fall Down on CITR. And we're listening to Andrew Jackson's Jihad from Phoenix, Arizona. We just heard a song called American Tune from their brand new album called Knife Man. And it was Andrew Jackson's Jihad from Arizona. In the first part of the interview, we heard that we were talking about kazoo part. And I decided to play you the song from the album with the massive kazoo part. And I think it sounds so cute and so, I don't know, I just love the sound of kazoo. And also during the interview, we were referring to the Toy Dolls. It's a legendary band from UK, and they've been around since early 80s. And in the second last studio album called Our Last Album, the band had some kazoo parts on this on the record. And I was referring to their cover of Viva Livin' La Vida Loca, but I actually made a small mistake, because the bigger kazoo part is in their cover of the song by, do you remember this band called Europe? And they had this huge hit called The Final Countdown. And this song has a crazy, funny kazoo part. And I will play you the song in the end of the show. And I hope you will enjoy it, because the kazoo part is really fantastic in this Toy Doll song. But let's get back to my conversation with Andrew Jackson Jihad for the second part of the interview. In the second part of the interview, we discussed the band's future sound. We talked a little bit about their unique merch, and you will hear about their crazy merch they have. And we also talked a little bit about, as usual, what the band members are listening to and what they're excited about. So let's listen to the second part of the interview with Andrew Jackson Jihad from Phoenix, Arizona.
You started as an acoustic, now you have a little bit more electric sound, and touring as a full band.
Do you know that what's the next step for you? Is there a next step? Are you thinking about it? Or is it a little bit too early because Knife Man just came out basically last year?
It's never too early to start thinking about, you know, where one's music is going to go. But I haven't. I don't know. I'm just really enjoying the full band. Like, getting to rock finally is, like, and be loud, super, super loud is cool.
Yeah, it is fun. Like, I think there's just kind of a... I don't know. Things aren't really, like, forced with the band. Like, we just generally kind of, like, feel like, oh, yeah, you know, like, this new batch of songs seems like there's a few that, like, we could play with electric instruments. And all of a sudden, like, oh, here we go with, like, an album that has, like, stuff that we really can't pull off with acoustic instruments. Okay, well, let's, like, get a band together for the next tour. So, like, I don't know. We're generally, like, trying to, you know, move forward, but... You know, it's just a matter of what feels right and kind of what feels like the natural progression. I don't see anything like really intentionally like changing significantly in the near future. Maybe Sean does. He just gave me a look like
he's got some plans to keywords.
You have pretty creative merch. You right now have the skateboard deck as on the
Hell
merch
yeah.
table. It's like it stuff happens, but I never saw a pillowcase as a band merch. I saw this is brilliant. They have two beards on the pillow and it looks very good. My question is, what was your the most creative merch you saw or owned by the band?
Oh. Let me think.
Because your pillowcase, like, I've never seen anything like that.
I actually road tested the pillowcase to make sure that it was a product that we could endorse and put out, and I had the worst nightmares.
What's up?
Waking up, like, seeing Ben's face. We took the photos for it, and we were, like, we had been on tour for weeks.
Yeah, yeah.
So our faces were super greasy, like, very... You can see the shine. It was disgusting. But what's the most creative merch you've ever seen, Ben?
I've heard about it. I haven't actually seen it, but I hear that the Flaming Lips have, like... a gummy skull that, like, on the inside has, like, a USB album. Like, it's an album on a USB, and it's, like, actually fully included. I haven't seen it yet. I don't know exactly what it looks like or whatever, but from my understanding of it is, like, it's a gummy, like, edible gummy skull.
Yeah.
With a USB in the middle that has the album on it. Weird shit. So that's, I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah.
But, like, if that does actually exist, as I've explained it, that would be the craziest thing, merch-wise, that I'm aware of.
I haven't owned these, but I would really like to. Lemuria, you know the band Lemuria.
Yeah.
They make sweatpants every year around the holidays, and they only press the amount of sweatpants that are ordered. Like they only screen print on those. They do pre-order for them.
Awesome.
But sweatpants is a great, really good idea for merch. So comfortable.
And probably the last question I always ask that the bands in the end, because I'm always on the lookout for the new music. What are the recent bands or like albums you enjoyed and you've been listening lately? And what will be listening on your iPod or in the van while driving to Alberta and Manitoba?
We were actually just trying to figure that out. On the van we might be loading some music onto Evan's iPod, which will be cool.
Mm-hmm.
But if that is the case, where I can take music from my computer to his iPod, I want to listen to Tim Harden. He's the guy who wrote... His biggest hit was probably If I Had a Hammer, or Reason to Believe, the song that was popularized by Rod Stewart. Mm-hmm. If I listened long enough to you, I'd find a way to believe that it's all true. So I'll listen to that before it gets really late and I get sleepy. And then after that, I want to listen to Float by Aesop Rock, and then... Maybe Titus Andronicus's album, The Monitor.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great record.
Our technology situation's fallen off a little bit. It's not as good as it used to be. but like something that I just got on my iPod today, I made a point of getting it. Is like Best Show Gems, which is Best Show is like this. Talk show on WFMU. I highly recommend checking it out, especially Best Show Gems, which is basically it's like a comedy show, and it's John Worster calls in. He's the drummer from this is kind of complicated. Super Chunk and Mountain Goats, and he's also a humorist. Like, he calls in and, like, creates characters, and Tom Sharpling is the host of the show, and it's just, like, this absurd world of Newbridge, and it's fucking incredible. Highly recommend it. Best Show Gems is a really great, great, great place to start for Best Show. They have a podcast. So that, and then as far as, like, newer albums that are really good, and, like, I've really been enjoying the new Good Luck album's really great. Last year was a really great year for albums too. There's a band Sleeping in the Aviary that put out a really amazing album called Ghost. What is it called?
Just You and Me, Ghost.
Just You and Me, Ghost. Yeah, that's great. Yeah, that's a great record. I mean, of course, like, Bomb the Music Industry's new album is really wonderful. Kepi Cooley's new album is really great. So yeah, it's just a really exciting time for, like, new music, and it seems like every year there's just, like, more and more awesome albums coming out, and it's, like, pretty exciting. So yeah.
That was the interview. This is Ben and Sean of Andrew Jackson Jihad. This was part two of the interview. At the show, I met Robert, who is the host of Sore Throats and Clapping Hands. This is a show on CITR. This is a great show. Robert plays lots of acoustic punk and folk punk. His show is on every Monday from 6 to 7:30 p.m. After we finished the interview with Andrew Jackson Jihad, Robert, he wanted to ask his own question. And luckily, I had my recorder still on, because the question turned out to be a really, really interesting question. He asked Sean and Ben about the band's name, and the information he asked was on Wikipedia, and it still is on Wikipedia. In a very, very second sentences on Wikipedia page about Andrew Jackson Jihad, it says that it is believed that the name of the band was inspired by Ryan Kalnicki, a legend in folk punk and ska scene in Arizona, and the band's song Sinsters is also a dedication to Ryan Kalnicki. But the funny thing is that Ben and Sean of Andrew Jackson Jihad, they don't even know this person. They didn't dedicate to him any songs. So it's really interesting how the band found out some information which is absolutely untrue from Wikipedia about themselves. So let's listen to this. It's a pretty short part of the interview, but I really found it's really interesting and funny how the guys just absolutely found the false information from Wikipedia. So let's listen to this clip.
Can I ask one?
Yeah.
So who's Ryan Kalnicki? Not Ryan. This is the name is supposed to be inspired by this fellow who's in Phoenix.
Oh, Ryan Stevenson?
No, I thought it was Ryan, started with a K, I thought.
Kowalski?
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, like, yeah, I read the...
Yeah, you read it all over. That's like the name Andrew Jackson Jihad was inspired by a guy in Arizona or Phoenix who was like a legend in the scene or something like that.
Well, yeah, I think it's on Wikipedia. Or
yeah, it's on Wikipedia.
Like, never. It's on...
Oh, yeah,
never heard of him.
That's Wikipedia for you. The name was suggested. No. The name was suggested by me, actually.
No, Ryan.
We have a couple of friends named Ryan, but yeah, I mean, the most that they've been involved with, like, the band is, like, we have a song called. Well, actually, Ryan Stevenson was technically in the band for our first show ever.
That's
and then we have a song called Ryan Stevenson is Nature's President, which is like a fucking reference to Mr. Show.
Yeah, yeah.
Was it the goat is the nature's president?
Are you checking it out?
Yeah, I mean,
cool. I'd like to.
Yeah, because
I saw it somewhere while I was getting ready for the interview. I saw something about. Yeah.
Well, there's also an interesting thing, like Wikipedia. I was like, I just checked it one day. I know it's really vain. Whatever. I'm a bad person. That's cool.
But that's not really vain.
But I checked it, and like on the bottom, it said that our song was featured in a Michael Moore documentary.
Yeah.
And I'm like, whoa, really? I had no idea. Yeah, actually, that's what happened. Money signs over my eyeballs. And I did some research, and it totally is not the case. You know, yeah, Wikipedia, democratizing information is cool and everything. But
it did build us some pretty sweet social capital as a band.
Cool. Yeah, inspired by Ryan Kalnicki? A legend of the... Yeah, there you go. Check that shit out.
It is believed that the name of the band was inspired by Ryan Kalnicki, a legend in the folk punk and ska scene in Arizona. The band's song, Scenesters, is also a dedication to Ryan Kalnicki. Oh, no, that we got Wikipedia. This kid, Ryan Kalnicki, is being Wikipedia bombed. Or something, like, I don't think...
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck that's
Ryan Kolnicki, where are you?
Don't trust everything you read.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is funny how the band discovers new stuff about the band's name.
It's weird, yeah.
Dedicated songs to people you don't know, that's bizarre.
No, we've told, I mean, there's been interviews, and we've told the boring story about the band name. Everyone always expects it to be, like, interesting, but there's nothing behind it. It's just a stupid punk band name.
We should probably just go with this.
Yeah, cool.
Ryan Kolnicki, yeah. Yeah, totally. Love the guy.
Yeah, we're right. You guys are right.
He's a legend. He's brilliant. Yeah.
Yeah, like
he's a legend in the Phoenix punk and ska scene.
Punk and ska scene in Phoenix. Yeah, total legend.
Yeah, that was the third, the final part of the interview. It was a little bit rowdy, but, you know, I still decided to play it for you because I think it was really funny how the band was really discovering absolutely untrue facts about themselves from Wikipedia.org. This is the power of the internet, and, yeah, I found it really funny. That was, the interview with Andrew Jackson Jihad. We're almost done here at We All Fall Down. Let me quickly play you a quick song by the band called Root City Riot. Root City Riot. They are playing, it's a local power ska band. They are playing a show on Friday, March 16th at the Cellar, Cellar Club. And then Root City Riot, they are going on tour across Canada, mostly BC and Alberta. Let's quickly listen to the song and then we will be done with the show. We All Fall Down. So this is Root City Riot and their song Nothing But Time. So hungry, the quarterback and the beauty queen. Hello, hello, hello. This is a weekly show, punk rock show, We All Fall Down on CITR. We're almost done here. We just heard a song by Root City Riot. It was a song called Nothing But Time. The band Root City Riot performing this coming Friday, March 16th at the cellar, and the address of the club is 3611 West Broadway in Vancouver. It's an early show. The doors are at 8 o'clock, and the opening band, let me see, Whiskey Chief, funk fusion band called Whiskey Chief, are the openers, and Root City Riot, they're hitting the stage at, it says here, at around 9 o'clock. So Root City Riot, they're playing oh, this Friday. If you like what you heard, go check them out. And I also would like to send to Dan, Dan Coleman, who is related to Root City Riot, my warmest feelings, and I'm thinking of him and hope he's feeling better. That was it. Thank you so much for listening. That was a very busy and I hope interesting episode. We, in the first part, we talked to Andrew Squid Wishes from the Dreadnoughts. The Dreadnoughts are playing this Saturday at the Fortune Sound Club, and they're doing their anti St. Patrick's Day show. I will be spinning MP3 files for you that night, and Root City Riot, they are playing this Friday now on the 16th. And in the second part of the interview, of the show, we heard the interview with Andrew Jackson Jihad, who did just an amazing show on this Monday at the Media Club. That's it. Thank you so much for listening. If you would like to check out the podcast, it will be available on CITR.ca and on my blog, We All Fall Down, CITR.tumblr.com. It will be the show will be available as well, and the full version of the interview with Andrew Jackson Jihad will be available there for the download, because the interview turned out to be almost 25 minutes. So I edited for the episode the big part of it, and then I will post for the download the full version of the interview. And as I promised, in the end, I'd like you to play the song by Toy Dolls, and they are doing a cover of Final Countdown by the band called Europe. And there's a great kazoo part. We were talking to Andrew Jackson Jihad about their skills of playing kazoo, but Toy Dolls, they're doing an exceptional work of the kazoo instrument. So thank you so much for listening. That was the weekly punk rock show, We All Fall Down. I'll see you next week. This is Toy Dolls, the kazoo, and Final Countdown. Thank you so much for listening. Bye bye.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts downtown at
212 Productions, Beat Street Records, Blim, Dream Apparel, The Fall Tattooing, The Kiss Store, Heart and Soul Clothing Inc., Hits Boutique, Pacific Cinema Tech, Project Space, Scratch Records, Vinyl Records, Woo Vintage, The Zoo Shop, and across the bridge, North Vancouver Music Gallery.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
Has cried a holy, bound in both the Son of our God, Daughter of Zion.